In today's rapidly evolving business landscape, your greatest competitive advantage isn't your strategy or financial resources, it's your people. Talent Wins presents a revolutionary approach where deploying human capital effectively becomes the primary driver of business success. While most executives acknowledge talent's importance, they continue using outdated practices that hamper growth and innovation. Companies that have embraced this talent-first philosophy, from Microsoft to BlackRock, have achieved remarkable results, like McGraw-Hill quadrupling its market value to nearly $40 billion. The message is clear. In a world where business landscapes shift overnight, organizations that place talent at the center of their strategy will dominate the future. Transformation begins with forming a powerful triumvirate at the top, the G3, consisting of the CEO, CFO, and CHRO. When Marsh CEO Peter Zaffino brought his financial and HR leaders together for their first joint review, they immediately identified critical insights about fee unbundling and leadership transitions that had been overlooked. This integrated approach allowed them to adjust sales incentives and prioritize leadership development without bureaucracy. For this alliance to succeed, the CHRO must be elevated to the same level as the CFO. Today's effective CHROs spend about 70% of their time on strategy, organizational design, and talent management, rather than administrative tasks. As Ford's Alan Mullally notes, CHROs need to be dynamite business people. The best ones become unbelievable business strategists. The CHRO-CFO partnership forms a particularly powerful G2 within the G3. At McGraw-Hill, CHRO John Barrisford and CFO Jack Callahan formed a close alliance despite being strangers initially. Their treasure hunt for facts revealed a bloated corporate structure, ultimately leading to a company split that quadrupled market value to nearly $40 billion. Every organization has a small subset of employees who create disproportionate value, the critical 2%. These aren't necessarily executives, but may include key designers, scientists, salespeople, emerging leaders, or support staff in unglamorous roles. They possess unique combinations of technical expertise, emotional intelligence, and organizational knowledge that make them irreplaceable. About 70% of executives misidentify their most influential people, focusing on formal authority rather than actual impact. At one Blackstone portfolio company, just 37 critical positions out of 12,000 employees were identified as capable of driving a $400 million EBITDA increase, including unexpected roles like mid-level product managers and specialists with deep institutional knowledge. This identification process is ongoing. J&J's CHRO, Peter Fasolo, constantly evaluates if his top 50 players are truly shapers of the future and whether skills gaps require external hiring. His talent reviews look beyond traditional metrics to identify emerging leaders and critical contributors. Have you identified the 2% in your organization who truly drive your success? Most boards focus primarily on strategy, relegating talent discussions to CEO succession planning. To create a talent-first organization, elevate talent to the top of the board's agenda with a new TSR, Talent, Strategy, Risk. This requires positioning your CHRO as a key partner driving enterprise value. Rename your compensation committee to Talent and Rewards Committee to signal its broader focus on talent deployment rather than just CEO pay. Follow GE's example, where the Management Development and Compensation Committee begins every meeting with leadership discussions, not compensation. Three items must be covered at every board meeting: CEO succession, health of the critical 2%, and diversity. Two-thirds of companies have no formal CEO succession plan, yet Apple's seamless transition from Jobs to Cook, planned at every board meeting after Jobs' cancer diagnosis, demonstrates the value of proper succession planning. Align your internal talent focus with your external investor narrative. Financial analysts recognize how stars like Johnny Ive or Sheryl Sandberg impact valuations. Investors expect innovation from talent-first companies like Google and Apple, often forgiving occasional failures because their talent models consistently produce unexpected innovations. Talent-driven organizations require three key attributes: agility, platform-based networks, and meaningful work. Agility combines structural backbones with dynamic elements. Facebook exemplifies this by embedding mobile developers across product teams when shifting from desktop to mobile. Their culture empowers autonomous teams where employees select projects while maintaining dual career tracks so technical experts can advance without becoming managers. Platforms replace hierarchies with talent marketplaces where resources flow to cross-functional teams. Hire restructured into 2,000 small and micro enterprises of 10 to 20 people each. These autonomous units manage their own P&L statements, make personnel decisions, and develop products responding directly to user needs. CEO Zhang Ruimin prioritizes fair opportunities over fair results, creating a competitive platform for customized solutions. With only 30% of U.S. workers feeling connected to their companies, meaningful work is essential. Amgen demonstrates this by involving employees in transformation. CEO Bradway and CHRO McNamee assembled 30 key talents to redesign a company's future. By engaging 600-plus managers and establishing a 350-person change agent network, Amgen created sustainable transformation where employees incorporated change into their identity. In talent-driven organizations, HR must transform from a back-end service into a strategic competitive advantage. Currently, 72% of non-HR leaders rate HR performance as merely adequate or worse, while 83% of CHROs fear their departments lack talent to deliver strategic priorities. A successful CHRO must be a true business partner possessing key traits: excellent people judgment, organizational diagnostic skills, relentless talent scouting, leadership experience, influence over capital decisions, minimal ego, courage to promote extraordinary talent, and strong CFO collaboration. Strategic HR transformation requires developing business-savvy HR professionals and restructuring into two entities: a strategic team focused on converting talent into value, and an operational team handling transactions. Companies can optimize operations through process improvements, outsourcing, and automation, while building strategic capabilities via cross-functional career paths. In talent-driven companies, the traditional HR business partner must evolve into the talent value leader, TVL. Each business unit needs its own G3 comprising the unit head, finance director, and TVL. The TVL maintains talent accountability, influences hiring decisions, and is evaluated on talent performance metrics. The transformation to a talent-first organization demands the CEO's complete commitment. Talent initiatives without this backing inevitably fail. In such companies, talent drives strategy, not vice versa. The wrong talent produces flawed strategy and poor execution. CEOs must reallocate their time when prioritizing people, focusing more on coaching the critical 2% and external recruiting. As CEO, you are your company's primary talent scout. Talent-driven CEOs maintain five essential practices: conducting weekly G3 meetings, staying personally involved with their critical 2%, centering board agendas around talent alongside strategy and compliance, considering talent implications before strategic moves, and developing talent strategy with the same rigor as product strategy. Leading a talent-first organization requires agility, collaboration skills, decisive action amid uncertainty, transparency, and faith in others' potential. It demands sufficient ego for tough decisions, yet enough humility to recognize others' brilliance. In our rapidly evolving world, your organization's adaptability depends not on your balance sheet or strategic plan, but on your people. Future market leaders will be those who most effectively leverage human capital. The talent revolution is here. Will you lead it or be left behind?